Divine Feminine by James Quarles. Image description. A colorful and vibrant illustration of the artist, James Quarles, standing beside the yellow couch upon which his mother, Ma Q, lays cozy under a white blanket with a smile and a stack of books. James, also smiling, hands her a bowl and utensils in one hand and a steaming mug in the other. They're in a living room decorated with owl print wallpaper, a large houseplant, and a lamp which lights up the space, casting a shadow of James against the orange rug covering the mahogany-stained hardwood floor. Ma Q has a medium brown skin tone, voluminous white afro, and white-rimmed glasses to match. James has a lighter brown skin tone, wearing a green jacket and green pants with a burgundy top, hat, and shoes to match. In the background, against the owl print wallpaper, hangs a large blue patterned frame displaying James' original poem, Divine Feminine, written in black ink. Artist statement. This piece, both the illustration and the poem, is a representation of how I care for those who've always cared for me, using the gifts handed down to me by my cherished family members. The poem is in reference to finding the strength possessed by the women caregivers in my family tree, how I honor them and hold them in such high regard. Who will take care of the caregivers? We will.
Divine Feminine. The strength of ancestry. Divine Feminine. Grandma's hands. What defines feminine? Thank her for her nails. They fended off wicked men. Hope you see the same. And a loved one remembering. R.I.P. Mac Miller made peace in the interim. And my brothers hope you find it without witnessing another losing his life looking for the same thing. Anger coursed through the vein. Anita told me plain. Don't worry, just pray. Just the same, wish I had the flame. For the faith she kept in her step. Flowers bloom like her touch was nourishment. Juanita's cooking was presented when you came, when you went to Moselle's, held the house down for Big Mama, Great Grandma from North Carolina, 10 kids, all honest. Both Auntie Bev's, Faika, and Cousin Sandra, culture, knowledge, and confidence gained from experience. Cousin Danielle, Stacy, and Sini taught me determination. Kendra, Genesis, my sis Michelle, celebrated and commiserated, keep the spirit invigorated. Each carried children to assist in the building, to what was invested, and keep it protected. To me, birth is still magical, connected to astronomy. I can only hope to embody all of these qualities. I would be grateful. Pray you discover a new viewing of the world through a lens that's less fateful. No, number one is Ma. Keeping the fam stable.